marches continue across the country.
I can't breathe. All
involved officers now facing charges, but protesters demanding more.
I think after being charged, we would like a conviction.
There's no justice in a charge, an indictment, and a sentencing. A proper sentencing is where the justice will come.
That's not justice yet. Justice is the entire system going the way through. And from what we've known in the past, justice doesn't usually get served.
We would like a conviction. We want justice.
If that guy does not get convicted, what you saw at the start of these protests, at the start of these riots, is going to be a small taste of what you're going to see when it comes to the vengeance of the community.
During a march in Dallas, many credited recent mass protests to the arrests.
I think that all four officers being charged is a result of what people are doing.
Without public outcry, without people caring, without people like us out here putting our foot on the necks of justice, we're not going to get it.
Flooding downtown streets were many young adults, but people of all ages and ethnicity.
Not only black people understand that Black Lives Matter, but the world is understanding that Black Lives Matter.
This man, like others, says demonstrations won't stop until real change is made.
I think what will end all of this is the fact that we are held equal. And until that is carried out on an everyday basis, then there'll always be these protests. There'll always be uprisings.
No sign of letting up as Americans insist their voices be heard. I'm Clayton Neville.